This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
And it is clear that the intent of Congress was to make sure that every eligible American had access to those tax credits.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Fighting for Idaho.
I'm really disgusted at all the hoopla and the noise that has been made because of Tony Dungy's comments.
I'm shocked that you don't see the problem here. I'm truly, utterly shocked.
Get over it.
Fighting for you.
The Bilderberg meetings are not open to the public, are they?
Who cares? It's not going to change nothing. So, Mark, come back to Earth and talk about the top.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
How about some common sense?
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, broadcasting live from Lionheart Tactical. We've got Greg Pruitt with us. We've got Liberal Steve O from Eagle. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, Sweet Willard, Wayne DeZubak, the gang, all here at 580KIDO. Great deals today. Big and rich tickets. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, and Liberal Steve joining us now. You wanted to ask me a couple of personal questions, Alan L. Morton?
We were talking off the record here during the break, and I asked you, where did you meet such a wonderful wife? Was it here in Boise or on the internet?
I see. I actually met her at a through my friend Cindy. We were at her store, and first thing I did is I got into an argument with her.
Well, that must have convinced her.
Well, no, I'm always promoting the show, and I said, "Look, if you want more of this, Toots, you need to." Yeah, like as I really said that, but I said, "You need to listen to this show, and after you listen to this show, you need to send me an email." You know, a lot of people, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, they have the yellow pages, they have billboards, they give away money. To promote this program, I actually go out and argue with people and get them to listen and then bribe them with lunch the day after. And it wasn't really even a decision for me. I had actually opted out of relationships. And when I met Dorothy, there was not even a choice.
Well, we don't call it that. We call it upgrading.
Upgrading. Would you like to expand on that?
No.
All right. We continue on here at 580KIDO. We've got free scones from Merits. We've got tickets to Big and Rich. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, your thoughts on anything else you want to share? You broke the news about Viagra. Anything else that you'd like to share with us here?
No, just glad to be here. Merits has got free scones for anybody that wants to venture out here. What a great place to be.
Well, and Tea Party Bob is lost.
Well, the problem with Tea Party Bob is that any time that you get beyond a par three distance from his country club,
his
it's hard. Yeah. It's hard for him.
And you've taken a look at O from Eagle. What do you make of him?
Oh, he's an outstanding fellow.
Yeah, all right. Well, O from Eagle will be joining us very soon. Liberal Steve, the last time O from Eagle and you were at it, he beat you soundly.
Clean my clock, no doubt about it. He's a funny man, no doubt about it. I heard you just talking about Viagra kind of in the background there. You know, I think that could be used as a hair product, makes your roots stand up. Good morning, Dave.
All right, 580KIDO, we continue on here. Tea Party Bob finally gets here, and that's good. He got lost, but we'll try and get everything back on track. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'd love for you to join the discussion here as we talk more about the Second Amendment. Other big news of the day, obviously, we're worried about our troops. We've got more on the Gaza conflict. Let's take a listen now to Kimberly Adams at 580-KIDO.
Israel's security cabinet is scheduled to meet in half an hour. On the agenda, continue the attacks on targets in Gaza or consider a ceasefire. Secretary of State John Kerry has spent the last few days here in Cairo trying to help broker a ceasefire, but U.S. officials here are calling the talks very complicated. Israel bombed more targets in Gaza overnight, a bombardment that has killed more than 800 people, mostly civilians. 32 Israeli soldiers have been killed, along with three civilians in the ongoing Hamas militant rocket strikes. Kimberly Adams, Fox News Radio.
So there we have it, the latest in Gaza. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, what do you think?
Oh, it's a mess over there. Obviously, you have two competing interests based upon philosophy and religion, and it's a tinderbox. And it's There's no military answer to this. It's a political question that has to be resolved politically. I don't know how to resolve that. I don't think anybody knows how to resolve that.
Liberal Steve?
Yeah, I could resolve it overnight. But I'm not going to divulge that information because it's worth a lot of money.
Now, you really, too, you two personify the progressive elements of the Miller program. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right. You two are our poster children for the Big Tent. We're not just conservatives. We're a Big Tent morning show.
But I'm not a progressive. I'm a liberal.
Alan L. Morton, what about you?
That's a good question.
Well, let's see if we can ferret some things out here. Your thoughts on the president?
The fact of the matter is you know, my wife is always trying to define me. I always surprise her because on some issues I'm very conservative on, and particularly on economics. But when I find debating social issues,
I think it was just a very simple question. What do you think of the president?
I'm saying.
Did you vote for the president?
Did I vote for the president?
Yes.
I certainly voted.
Liberal Steve, what about you here at 580 KIDO?
Well, absolutely. I had to vote for Mr. Obama because Hillary wasn't running. So I had no option to put Obama in place. And I'm sure glad I did because he backs up that Second Amendment to the hilt. Other than those conservative colleagues of him, including Ronald Reagan, that put more gun laws into effect, that took away those little shooters of ours that I like to have. So, he's a great president. He's doing a great job. He was dropped into one of the biggest recessions.
He's actually our Andy Kaufman, if you haven't noticed.
He's dropped into one of... wouldn't you agree?
He's the only liberal I know that really likes Obama. The liberals don't feel that he's liberal enough. The moderates don't think he's moderate enough. The conservatives hate him.
Well, he's got to walk the line. I mean, come on, it's political. It's like an attorney. You know, you got to know which hand to shake and which hand to walk away from.
That's the problem of the Beltway. Everything is a compromise.
You know? Right. Well, you would say the courtroom, too, wouldn't you?
No. Actually, it's pretty black and white. It's called the law.
Well, your interpretation of the law. Like you had a big debate with Greg Pruitt where we were talking about the Second Amendment. Absolute. And you go, well, not really.
Well, as I tell all my clients, they have a constitutional right to be wrong.
As we continue on here at 580 KIDO, let's delve into a case that we talked a little bit about yesterday. We'll have the Liberal Steve perspective, and we'll have the Alan L. Morton Attorney at Law perspective, and your perspective at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're at Lionheart Tactical right here on State Street, right next to Merritt's. Free scones, free tickets to Big and Rich. Any free legal advice?
Free legal advice? Oh, heavens no. That's a foul word.
Anyway.
Free legal.
So we've got this case involving a guy that gets on a Southwest plane. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. All of a sudden, he tweets out that the stewardess or the flight person would not allow his kids to go with him on the A section, made him wait to C. The lady was rude, tweeted something about that. They detained him, took him off the plane, and made him delete the tweet. Were his civil rights violated? Alan L. Morton, attorney at law at 580-KIDO.
Not per se, but I read that this morning, and I was kind of interested in that since I do work in the area of aviation law. It was amazing to me how we've changed with technology. He was able to post it and how they were able to find it. Obviously, somebody monitors these tweets, and a phone call was made to the gate. The reason that they took him off, the excuse that they gave for taking him off the plane was they wanted to evaluate him to see if he was a security risk.
Well, then they had somebody saying that the person that was rude to him felt threatened. Well, if you're rude to someone, you get what you pay for, right?
Well, absolutely. It was somewhat interesting. They did let him board the plane after he deleted the tweet.
Right. Doesn't he have a right to tweet?
Well, he certainly does, and he did when he got off the plane, obviously.
Right. So. That would be something like this character, Liberal Steve, would do.
Well, if it comes down to it, Kevin, you know, it's the right of ownership. And I'm sure an attorney here would agree with me. I mean,
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. You got to get him branded right.
L.L. Morton.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
He would agree with what I've got to say. I know he would agree because how deep can you dig on your own property if you have mineral rights?
Wait a minute.
How high in the sky?
What's your legal background?
School of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
I put the TAC in tactical.
Sure.
That's why I'm here.
All
LAH
right.
LAH tactical.
But
back,
arrested
to the,
once?
Back to the group. Were they at 35,000 feet? Were they at 20,000 feet
once?
When he tweeted?
Were you arrested once?
I've been arrested more times than you are old. So
46 times you've been arrested?
Hey, I can get out of cuffs faster than Houdini can get out of water.
All right. Well, I digress. So you're tweeting on an airplane. They throw you off. What do you do?
You obey what they got to say because you're at 35,000 feet. You don't own the air. They own the air. That is their travel area. You're tweeting stuff, talking about somebody being rude, da-da-da, and
it's
they
true.
Feel threatened. You're off the plane. We don't care. What do you want, another Ukrainian incident with 200 people going down?
For a lib, he's a fan of big government or big control or big corporation.
The Southwest isn't big government. They're
big corporation.
Capital enterprise.
Yeah, and the godless corporations.
And I'm capital enterprise.
Thank goodness we have Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, here to protect us from
you
these folks.
Well, you have to clarify that. The Supreme Court says the corporations are not people. So,
well, you know, back to you and the Supreme
people
Court.
People have feelings.
Yeah, back to you and the Supreme Court. One way it says one thing, the other it says the other. And you're telling me everything's black and white.
There you go. Absolutely.
Oh, come on now.
Fee,
everything's
I can
not.
Tell you what's great.
If everything's black and white, why do we have 12 people jury of your peers? If everything's black and white, why have the jury?
A jury of your peers.
Jury brings
scare
in
me.
The gray area. You know the definition of a jury?
What?
That's 12 people to pick which attorney got straight A's, which got C's and D's. Period.
You write your own material?
Either that or which attorney was paid the most.
Does he write his own material here?
I think so.
That's a fact.
All right, 580KIDO, where do we go from here? Hopefully O from Eagle. Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, anything else you'd like to say in passing?
Well, it's been great here. I'm just waiting with bated breath for the Marconi Awards. They're going to be decided on September 11th.
Well, you're putting a lot of pressure on me if I don't win.
Well, if you don't win, we will we'll appeal. How's that?
We'll litigate.
There you go.
All right. Well, for a fee.
That's right.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank
today,
you, sir. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much. You're listening to 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
No right to keep and bear arms. It is a God-given right, and it is up to all of us to protect it vigorously. Yeah.
Let me join your force. I'm behind you 100%, Kevin.
Back to Lionheart Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, Tea Party Bob will join us, Tony Sinesco. In addition to that, Alex Kincaid, attorney at law, proud champion of the Second Amendment. But O from Eagle is with us. Before we get to Liberty Linda, let's go to O. O, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. I thought I'd just swing by. It's on my way into the big city. I heard Liberal Steve was hanging out here. Guns and Liberal Steve, scones, Tea Party Bob. What could be better than that?
Well, I was going to say the last time we saw you, you put a hurting on Liberal Steve that he even admitted moments ago he still hasn't recovered from.
Well, I just think he had a rough night the night before or something. He wasn't on his A game that day.
He didn't respect you, number one. Number two, he beat Pat from Middleton. He beat Tom Munns, TomMunns.com. But he was derailed by O from Eagle.
I think I snuck up on him is what happened. I was highly prepared.
You were highly prepared, ready to go. Are you going to acknowledge this in front of O from Eagle, Liberal Steve?
Oh, absolutely. He's a smart guy. He's a funny guy. And, hey, clean my clock. There's no doubt about it.
A lot of people would like to clean your clock.
Yeah, well, I oh, God. A lot of people or yeah. Just a few people?
No, a lot.
Well,
a lot, but we continue on from Lionheart Tactical.
I know Putin would like to clean my clock.
Yes, anyway.
Knocked him off his horse.
There you have it. Let's get back to O from Eagle. Are you to blame for the troubles with the state GOP? We lobbied Barry Peterson to get you there. Your talent, your work ethic, your gifts got you this gig. You opened up for Rand Paul at the state Republican convention, and now all heck's breaking loose.
I had nothing personally to do with the Republican coup. Let the record show, I was just there for entertainment value. I wasn't part of the insurrection.
Now, speaking of which, would you accept the chairmanship of the state GOP?
No. You've asked me that before, and
right.
The answer remains no.
Why not?
Forever no. I have things to do.
Well, you know, if Liberal Steve, you would, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'd step in a second. I mean, come on. It's just a bunch of monkeys jumping out of the tree over there.
Now, you know, if it paid about $400,000 a year and limos and helicopter rides and perks and things, I might reconsider. But other than that, no thanks.
Before we get, hold on, more from O from Eagle in a minute. Let's go to Liberty Linda at 580KIDO from Lionheart Tactical. Hello, Liberty Linda.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Your show is absolutely amazing. I cannot believe it sometimes. I was just praying which attorney I should have represent me for a few things that I have going on in my life. And I was actually inspired. Alan L. Morton should be my attorney. And I tuned into your show, and you have him on your show. So it's absolutely amazing.
Well, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, he'll tell you about it.
Right. Well, I just thought I would call in, and it was just amazing to, you know.
Is that Alan's mom on the phone, Kevin?
No, this is Liberty Linda. Now, you watch out, Liberty Linda. O's taking a shot at you here.
Oh, he was. Well, I know his wife very well, so.
Better call him in a hurry. Better call him in a hurry, Linda, before I retain him.
Never mind.
Anyway, Linda, thank you very much. We appreciate your nice thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
Bye bye. Well, there you go. You know, she knows your wife very well.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. I'm wondering what context.
Well, but you'll probably find out tonight after work.
I better start to behave myself then, I guess.
Exactly.
It's hard for me to do.
Now, speaking of which, tell us a little bit more about your career, because as you can tell, you know, we're desperate to grab a rising star.
Yes,
you know,
it.
When you're hitting Jimmy. By the way, we have an insight to Jimmy Fallon. Liberal Steve could get you on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, that's an easy thing to do, but I don't know if I would want O on Jimmy Fallon. I really, I don't think Jimmy would want him.
Then again, you said that you would get me on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, but no, I didn't. I told him I'd have him
it
give you a call.
It probably doesn't help, Kevin, that you refer to him as Fish Face Fallon on
Fish
a pretty regular
basis.
That probably doesn't help your chances of getting on the show. I'm no expert. But.
You know, I would rather have you on there. So when you're on with Jimmy, okay. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, we just want you to remember us. Talk a little bit about the idea of being a conservative comedian, because before you got here, that really didn't exist.
Well, if you think about it, it's not impossible to be humorous and conservative at the same time. You just have to be very careful about it. Because if you're not careful, people would label you as, like, mean or racist or, you know, something like that. So it takes a little bit of...
Well, and you bring up a good thought, and we, someday we'll have somebody called politically correct such and such. However, how do we differentiate in what we can and can't say, what is humorous, what is offensive? You deal with it when you're on stage all the time.
Well, I think you have to be clever. There has to be a message behind it, but you can't just call people names. And you have to be conscious of people's feelings, but to a point. And it's okay for the conservative side of the House to make fun of the other side of the House. They seem to have no problem doing it. It's very much out of balance, and that's why I started the O. Scott Show to begin with, is to speak for our side of the political spectrum and entertain people at the same time. So there you go.
Would you be interested in going on the Bill Maher Show? Could you handle him?
I could handle anybody if I have enough time to prep.
Right?
That's right.
Will we ever see a rematch with you and Liberal Steve?
Sure, anytime. I mean, Steve's a good guy, though. He's become my friend. I like him. You know?
A lot of people don't like Steve.
Well, I do. I like him, or I wouldn't have stopped by to say hi and crash your party this morning.
How important is the Second Amendment to you?
It's very important. I think that what's going on in this country is despicable. There is a run on the Second Amendment, and I think it's just ridiculous. I think the right to bear arms is a popular notion. It's to protect the citizens against a tyrannical government as much as anything else.
Liberal Steve, you're down with the tyrannical government.
Absolutely. And as far as I'm concerned, the Constitution is dead in America. That's why we're here at Lionheart Tactical. You got to be ready to go, lock and load, because it's gone, and we don't know when they're going to come for us, boys and girls. So be ready. Could happen any day, any time. You know, I just think if he put a turban on his head, he could be a Palestinian. You know, did you? Are you here for a reason?
What is that about?
Well, he just got that. He's got that Palestinian leadership look. I'm not being derogatory to the Palestinians or anything. They're very good-looking
people.
He's
a good-looking guy.
That's what I'm saying. They're very good-looking. He's got the gray beard. He's got the gray hair.
Here's my take on the
just
Second
needs
Amendment.
Just needs a turban.
Steve,
Yeah, you get, focus him, yes.
I will not shoot anybody that doesn't truly deserve it. That's my pledge to you, not to shoot anybody that doesn't truly deserve it. How's that?
You'd shoot an unarmed man or woman?
If they were breaking into my house.
Can I go as low as children?
Causing harm? Most people that get shot deserve it.
Exactly. I'm putting that on the blog. All right. O from Eagle, anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Speaking of shooting down things, I do have a joke for you. The only thing Vladimir Putin hasn't shot down yet is Obamacare.
Exactly. Thank you.
There's still time. Great. I got to go to work.
All right. God bless. All right. More coming up from Lionheart Tactical. You're listening to Kevin Miller.
Did you know I had
580 KIDO.
News back to Lionheart Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, we're here till 9. We'd love to see you. We've got some tickets to Big and Rich still. You can meet Matt from Middleton. Always love it when Matt comes to our events. What a great guy. Coming up, we're going to talk to Bruce from the NRA, Tea Party Bob, Alex, and Tony coming up next hour. Before that, though, let's go to Gene in CUNA at 580 KIDO. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my friend. Are you well today?
Living the dream.
Hey, there you go. You know, I just listened to some of this going on, and, you know, I thought you guys saying how handsome the Palestinian people are. And, well, sure, they're handsome as they're disemboweling you with a dull deer antler. Anybody that reads from a book that says either you convert to one thing or another, you have basically no way out. And that's just not right. You know, the people in the Sandy Land are descendants from Esau. And as you know, the Bible calls Esau, don't get offended here, Kevin, they call Esau a wild ass of a man. And he was. He was really a tyrannical person, and if somebody didn't do what he wanted or believe the way he believed, it was off with their heads. And you know, Constantine pretty much the same way. And you know, I love everybody, Kevin, you know that. And I back you up and Barry up and a lot of your guests and everything. I just back you up 100%. And it just, I really hope and pray that the Israel and Hamas worked the differences out, but I just don't see it happening because Hamas, there again, is descendants from Esau. So I just don't see that happening. I really wish it would, but they talk about all these civilians, these women and children dying, and it's because we try to work around our weaponry. They hide their weaponry among women and children, and they pretty much demand that women and children stay with the weapons, and if they die, they will go to rivers of honey and 70 virgins, I guess, if you're a male. I don't know what the females would get out of the deal, but this is just what I've learned. Like, the women are going to kind of come up on the short end of the stick, or maybe they're going to just be added to the harem that the men get, and I don't understand that thinking. But even if they get Israel or Jerusalem or, you know, whatever they want, it's not going to be enough. It's like a child with his hand in the cookie jar. You give him a cookie, he wants a glass of milk. Give him a glass of milk, he wants a sandwich. You see where that's going. So, Kevin, my friend, I pray you have a great day, and I pray that the Father in Heaven shines on you and your guests, and that I just keep praying for you and just want you to keep living the dream, you and your lovely wife. And anyway, we'll be talking to you soon, my brother.
Gene, God bless. And, you know, you need to come in sometime. I know you're working, but thank you.
Well, I will do it. I was a little later today because I'm trying to get my people helped out. But, you know, I just want to talk to you and wish you and your friends and all your guests a blessed day.
God bless. Take care. See you, Gene.
Bye-bye.
Bye to you and to your family. All right, here we have our friend Bruce from the NRA. He doesn't want to talk political, but he does want to talk about a fundraiser for guns. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Kevin.
So your thoughts on what you want to talk about here?
Well, right now we've got 100 gun raffle going on, and our 101st prize is a ton of ammo. So far, we've drawn 30...
A ton of ammo?
A ton of ammo. 75,000 rounds.
For one person?
For one person.
Wow.
Right now, we've done three drawings.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal.
All right. Just checking.
Or at least in this state. Yeah.
A ton of ammo can be yours.
Can be yours, yes. We've got 40, 5.56, 22 long rifle, 12 gauge, 7.62 by 39, and 45 ACP.
Well, it sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. You can contact me to get tickets, or any of the Treasure Valley Friends of the NRA, or any Friends of the NRA volunteers can get you tickets.
All right, and how do we contact you?
Well, me, you can get hold of at brucewhitehouse@bwhitehouse.com, or you can give me a call at area code 208-321-8421.
brucewhitehouse@bwhitehouse.com for a good time.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Two Fly Bry's here. He's going to talk about a protest. What about you, Tea Party Bob? What's going on?
Well, I want to see whether the governor is going to really keep the immigrants out of Idaho.
There we go again. You know, here we are. We're celebrating the Second Amendment. We're having a good, popular, powerful day. We've got Liberal Steve behaving, Matt from Middleton providing security, and you attack our governor, Governor Otter.
I never attack. I just tell the truth.
Wow, you just tell the truth. So there we have it. Let's get to some of the big issues, though. You worked with the campus carry. You heard Greg Pruitt earlier today talking about perhaps an enhanced concealed carry that will take the place of a concealed carry permit. What do you think about that?
I think the politicians should start enhancing something besides guns. They're a bunch of idiots.
Well, thank you for the two positive notes today here at 580KIDO. You're certainly living up to your billing.
You know, you have a carry. You should have constitutional carry here. There's no reason to have one or two different concealed weapons permits. And I think that eventually we will get constitutional carry here once we get rid of the rhinos that are sitting in our legislature.
Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, says there are limits on the Second Amendment. What do you say to that?
Look, you can carry. You can carry any place you want here in Idaho, and you don't need a permit.
Well, speaking of which here, let's see if we can get Liberal Steve over here at 580KIDO. And, you know, you two go back and forth, but it's very rare that we get to have you here face-to-face at Lionheart Tactical. Is there anything that you would like to say to Liberal Steve directly? And I know a lot of people here at 580KIDO or that listen to the podcast are anxiously tuning in that you two now are face-to-face.
Well, you know, I'm kind of looking at Liberal Steve and glad the sun's not shining on his head because I'd probably be blinded.
Now, that's a personal comment there. That's a personal attack.
Well, I know.
We conservatives don't attack people personally.
Only the ones that are idiots.
Bob's a babbler. He's a Tea Party babbler.
Hold on.
Come on.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good one.
Good for what? Good to go out to the trash is about what that was good for.
Well, how do you address Tea Party Bob? You have antagonized him a lot on the phone.
What rhymes with Bob? Blah, 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 blah. Tea Party Bob, he's always on the same topic.
Well, why don't you look at him when you're speaking to him?
Issue because I'm looking at you. I look at him and I get hypnotized because he's got.
You get hypnotized when you look in the mirror.
Only when I shave because that takes a while.
Oh, boy, the ADD show continues.
Bob is a good guy. Bob's a great guy. He stands up for what he thinks is right, and I've got nothing against that, but he's just totally wrong.
Well, why do you attack him all the time?
How do I attack Bob?
Well, you make insults and everything else. I have to admonish you.
But that's a blowback. I blow back what he blows at me, and he blows some insults at me, so I put a little blah, blah, blah
out
there.
Actually, you start it, though. Bob does not, Tea Party Bob does not attack unless attacked.
I want to know what
Steve
he puts in his tea.
Too much of that blue Viagra today. He's a little stiff.
I got to tell you, Bob, I didn't even know Viagra's blue, but that's good to know. How do you know Viagra's blue, Bob?
I heard it on the radio station.
You heard it on the grapevine?
Right here this morning, yes.
Is that from your underground drug smuggler out there in Meridian?
All right. The fun continues here at 580KIDO. So much for content.
I want to know what Bob thinks of Ted Nugent. You know who Ted Nugent is, Bob?
No, I haven't got a clue.
Oh, okay. Well,
why don't you explain to me who Ted Nugent is?
We know how up to speed Bob is in the worldly thing. So Ted Nugent is an old rock star who's a super right-wing Tea Party conservative. So I thought you would be sending emails back and forth.
Why would I send emails back and forth to somebody like that?
To a Tea Party conservative?
Right.
Because you're in the Tea Party, Bob.
So what does that have to do
with me
talking
to Ted Nugent? Aren't you the leader of the Tea Party in Idaho?
Not at all.
Thanks to you, Idaho Falls has now let me back in their city.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you there.
All right, let's go to Ronnie and Caldwell at 580KIDO with Tea Party Bob, with Liberal Steve at Lionheart Tactical. Hello, Ronnie.
Dude. Hey, what's up, man? You know, I was calling in because if you don't forget, not too long ago, Bob was going to beat you up in studio, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that was a Saturday morning, and it sounded like Bob was literally going to beat you to a pulp. So I was just kind of calling in this morning just to warn you, dude, because you're my guide. Just take it easy on Bob because he's going to snap, man.
Tea Party Bob, your thoughts on Ronnie's accusations there?
Ronnie, I just want to know, are you still chasing that girl around?
I know, dude. I've got a different chick that I'm working on these days, but let's just keep it on you right now because what I'm worried about, man, is that it seems like you're just a little wound up, and if you're going to pop on somebody, could you do me and the Treasure Valley a big favor, man, if you're really going to lose it? Bob?
Am I going to live it?
Lose it.
No,
I never lose it. No. I've never lost it in my life.
If you do,
I came very close with Liberal Steve a couple of times, but never really lost it.
He's got his arms folded, his hat on, his lip, the bottom lip is really stiff, so be careful, Ronnie.
Now, wait a minute. You've antagonized Ronnie, too.
I've never said one bad thing about Ronnie. Never.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie is...
Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really beat him up.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie is with it. He's a cool guy. He's got his pulse on Idaho. He knows what's going down. Period.
Finger on the pulse, man. But I want to say this, dude. If there's a time to ever lash out and hit somebody hard, Bob, hit Liberal Steve right between the eyes.
There's nothing there to hit.
You can't hit me between the eyes, Ronnie. I only got one eye.
I didn't know that. But anyways, I don't like Liberal Steve, but I do think he busted you pretty hard, dude, because you knew what color the pill was.
Ronnie, thank you for the call. And the Viagra show continues.
Wow. I like that idea.
Viagra show?
You know, I knew those things were dangerous. Never took them.
All right, Two Fly Brys coming up next. We're at Lionheart Tactical. Free Big and Rich tickets, free scones from Merritt's. Great discounts today at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Tactical on State Street with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We're at Lionheart Tactical. We're joined by Two Fly Bry here. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
We've got you, Jim from Star, Tony Sinesco, Greg Pruitt, Liberal Steve, Sweet Willard, Tea Party Bob.
Quite this consortium.
Well, exactly. So now, what are you up to?
Are we peaceably assembling here?
Well, I was going to ask you. You're fired up about a few things. What are you?
Aren't
you going to protest something? Or you going?
I don't know if I will be meeting with council today as to whether to pursue a protest of a sorts.
So actually, we're breaking news here, and I know you're not at liberty to say what organization or what you're going to do, but.
No, well, I can say specifically that when I found out that the Meridian Library District spent $525,000, that's over $500,000, $125,000 of that on a specialized Mercedes van to transport library materials between their two branches 7 miles apart, and $400,000 on an automated library check-in conveyor system, that was like, wow, why are they spending over $500,000 on this type of stuff? We can go down to a local van place and get
one. You go to Peterson Toyota.
You could, yes, it's very much. That's what I was trying to say. They're over there by the Stampede
right.
Area.
So wait a minute. Now you're protesting the library?
Well, so I was asking other people if they felt the same way about it, and I was asking them at the library. Well, apparently they have a code of conduct of which number 4 does read, petitioning, leafletting, soliciting, or conducting surveys except on public sidewalks, that is off of their property entirely, is prohibited. Political activity, panhandling, and selling of goods or services are prohibited. Now, when I walked into the library, they have a foyer, and then you walk into the main area, they had commercial newsprints there openly displayed for people to take, which are selling services and goods inside. In the foyer area, they are selling books. They're allowing the friends of the library to sell books in the foyer, which is where I conducted discussed with people about their thoughts on the $525,000 being spent. Of the survey that they alleged I took, but to me, I was inquiring with others. I was peaceably assembled. We were consulting one another for our common good, and I was freely speaking. As such, our state constitution clearly qualifies as being our declared rights.
So, okay, Gesundheit. Now, what do you mean? What does that mean?
So now what that means is that they say that I was violating their policy of survey,
right,
of doing a survey. I qualified, no, I was peaceably assembling with others. I was meeting and discussing with them about this our tax dollars being spent that the library is doing, spending. And they said, well, Mr. Carter, now their policy requires that they give me a verbal notice that they're going to take action. That never occurred. They simply said, here's a letter, you're going out the door. They totally did not follow their own procedure. Basically, I'm banned for 7 days.
You're banned from the library
from library property for 7 days.
Well, we'll find out what happens next here in the next hour with Tony Sinesco, Jim from Star, Tea Party Bob, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. The gang's all here. Linehart. All right, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller, more from Linehart.